Be'ezus Hashem, we are starting Seder Nezikin, which discusses laws and cases which are given over to the Beis Din, to the court, to deal with. Cases involving two different people, and the first three mesechtas out of the 10 mesechtas in Seder Nezikin were originally one mesechta. And this one mesechta was actually known as Meseches Nezikin. The word Nezikin means damages. And it's likely that the entire Seder was called Seder Nezikin because originally the first three Mesechtas were called Meseches Nezikin and it was really part of one larger Mesechta. And that originally single Mesechta had 30 Parakim in it. And later on it was split into three, Bova Kama, Bova Metzia, and Bova Basra. The word Bova is a gate in Aramaic. So Bova Kama means the first gate, Bova Metzia means the middle gate, Bova Basra means the last gate. Sort of the last section of that Meseches Nezikin. And the Mesechta was split into three very early on. There is already a discussion of this in the Gemara. Now the focus of this first Mesechta of the Meseches Nezikin, which is split into three, that is really all of the monetary laws. And the first of those three smaller Mesechtas, or sections of Meseches Nezikin, this first Mesechta Bava Kama is split into two. The first six Prokim, as well as the eighth Perek, discuss damages. The first six prokim discuss damages done to somebody else's property, or damages done by somebody's property towards somebody else. And the eighth perek discusses specifically where a person damages a person, he injures the other person. So that's one half of the Mesechta, or a bit more than half. And the remaining three prokim, the seventh, ninth, and tenth perek, discuss theft. Stealing. So the focus of Bava Kama is damages and stealing. And the first perek is a very, very unusual perek for Mishnayos. The first perek has a list of lots of different cases without going into detail, and it's sort of like an index for the next six parakim. It has sort of a title, which includes lots and lots of different cases and details, and in the coming six parakim, the Mishnayos will go into details of the short phrases which are mentioned in this perek. And we'll explain further as we go through these Mishnayos. Be as it may, the Torah talks about a number of different types of damages, which one is responsible for, and he's considered the one who caused it, and therefore he is liable to pay the owner of the item which was damaged. And apart from when a person damages the item himself, there are three main categories for which he is responsible when he himself didn't do the damage, but he is considered to be the cause of the damage. The first one is called shor. Shor literally means an ox, and this refers to damage done by somebody's property. According to some, it might specifically be when one's animal does damage, but the reason why one is responsible when one's animal does damage is because it belongs to him. So if I own something and I didn't guard it properly, and because I didn't guard it properly, it went out and did damage, even though I myself didn't do the damage at all, I'm considered responsible for the damage which my property did, and I would have to pay the owner of the item which was damaged to compensate him for the damage. The second category is bor, which literally means a pit. The Torah says if somebody digs a pit in a public area and somebody else falls in, even though the actual damage, he didn't do any action at that time. In fact, the person who was damaged, he fell into the pit. It's true I'm responsible for that, but in order to obligate me to pay, in general there has to be an action involved in order to make me responsible. For example, if my animal does an action to damage somebody else, so I'm liable for doing that action of causing him damage. But the damage done by a pit doesn't involve any action from the pit. The pit is passive. And although it's certainly forbidden to cause somebody else damage, but to make me pay, in general, I wouldn't have to have done an action, or something which I'm responsible for would have had to do an action to cause the damage. Nevertheless, the Torah said that when it comes to a pit, if somebody dug a pit in a public area and caused somebody else to fall in, then he is liable to pay for the damages caused. Right? And the third category is Eish, which means fire. If somebody starts a fire in their house, for example, or in their courtyard, in their garden, in their field, and then ends up spreading and damages other people's fields, that is the third category for damages for which he would be liable to. So again, the three categories are Shor, one's money, Bor, if somebody dug a pit, and Eish, fire. Now within the first category, the first one was Shor. Within Shor itself is split into three subcategories. And those are Regel, damage done by the animal walking, or doing any action which it does naturally. It's just walking about, so if it does damage by treading on things, that would come under the category of Regel. The next one is Shein, which literally means a tooth. And that refers to damage done by one's animal eating somebody else's produce. And this really includes any damage which the animal doing the damage gains benefit from. If he benefits and enjoys that damage, then that would come under the category of shein. And the third one is keren. Keren literally means a horn. And this subcategory refers to an animal goring. And included in this subcategory is any action where the entire content of that action is in order to do damage. So it's not like walking or eating, but the animal intends to damage the other animal or other person's property. And the classic example which is given by the Torah is when the animal gores another animal. So again, there are three categories. Shor, which refers to somebody's possession, his animal which he owns. Bor, a pit. Eish, fire. And within shor, there are three subcategories. Regel, when an animal does damage by treading on something as it's walking. Shein, when the animal eats something or he gets benefit from the damage which he is doing. And keren, goring, which includes any action which the animal intends to do in order to damage, only in order to do damage. Now we're going to split the last one once more. Within keren, there are two subcategories. Specifically regarding keren, when an animal gores, because it is considered to be unlikely that one's animal is going to gore, and so he has less of a responsibility to prevent and to guard his animal from goring, because of that, the first three times, although we'll see later on it's up to debate, but we'll assume for now, the first three times that one's animal gores, he is only liable to pay chatzi nezek, for half of the value which he damaged. If he damaged something worth 100 shekel, then he would only need to compensate the owner for 50 shekel. And in the language of the Mishnah, that is known as a shor tam. A tam is when it does keren for the first three times. And once it's done it three times, then the animal becomes a muod, which means that it's now considered to be a regular thing which the animal does, so the owner is more responsible to guard it. And if it does damage by keren, he would need to pay for the full damages, just like regarding all of the other categories which we have discussed. So let's just summarize. There are three main categories for damages which a person doesn't do, but he is responsible for. Firstly, shor, when one's possessions, for example, his animal does damage. Bor, when one's pit causes damage. And that would also include any other obstacle which one puts in a public area. And eish, fire. Included in fire is also anything which does damage using another force. Just like fire uses the wind in order to travel and do damage, so anything else which uses another force would also come under the category of eish. Now within shor, there are three more subcategories. Regel, damage done when the animal walks. Shein, damage done by the animal eating or gaining benefit from the damage. And keren, when the animal does something only in order to damage the other person's property. And within keren, keren is split into two, a tam, which is the first couple of times that it does damage, and the owner is only liable to pay for half of the damages. And muod, which is after the three times, then it's considered that it does damage regularly, and you would need to pay for the full damages. Now, all of the other categories are considered to be a muod from the beginning. Muod just means that it's prone to do damage. But as me, that is a brief introduction to the Masechta, and these concepts will keep on coming out throughout the next six parakim, so the terms will become much more familiar and clear.